Good morning. Merry Christmas. This is Ian Pickus, and joining me now is our political observer, Santa, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. Wow, that's some storm as we record this out there. A lot of wind, a lot of rain. Let everybody be very careful. I don't know how Santa's getting the sleigh through the skies, you know, in this kind of terrible weather. In any case, let everybody be aware that it's rough out there. Trees will be falling and things of that kind will be happening, and rivers will probably be reaching their peaks and streams because this is going to be going on for quite a while. And a lot of snow melted. When I went to sleep last night, there was lots of snow on the ground. When I woke up this morning very early, all the snow was gone. Amazing.
And there is a high wind warning in effect around the Northeast today, and flood watches and warnings depending on your area. So, as you say, be careful. Well, Alan, it may be a holiday today, but the politics is going on in Washington. Just before Christmas Day, the Democrats in Congress tried to force Republicans' hand over the issue of the $2,000 stimulus payments that President Trump now says he backs. Of course, that effort did not succeed. Where does that leave everything?
Well, of course, we don't know whether he really meant anything. He said he was for $2,000. This is a guy, Trump, who likes to throw a massive curveball, probably a spitter, every time he can. And what has happened is, of course, he said he wanted $2,000. Whether that was just to derail the whole thing so that folks didn't get their $600, which would put some food on the table or help pay some rent or do something of that kind, we don't know. But, you know, he's canny. What it looks like is that he said $2,000. Well, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats and Chuck Schumer, they all jumped up and clicked their heels and said, oh, that's good. Okay, we'll take the $2,000. And they immediately put in bills to pay out $2,000. Our Richie Neal put in one of those bills, I believe, out of Springfield and Great Barrington, where I live. Of course, the Republicans in both the House and other places are saying, hell no, we're not going to give any $2,000 out. So it does look to me suspiciously like the president wanted to throw a monkey wrench into the works, you know, and did exactly that, which is something that we have come to expect from this miscreant president. In any case, Ian, things are a mess, and it looks like right now people are home for the Christmas holidays. It ain't going to happen.
In a month, President-elect Joe Biden will be President Biden. He's made so much about his ability to talk across the aisle and get deals done over his career. Do you think he'll have any better luck at doing that with this Congress after what we've seen in terms of gridlock over the last Congress?
I do, Ian. Here's what. I think the consummate get-along-go-along guy is Mitch McConnell. He knows what he has to do. Now he's not dealing with a Republican president who can gum up the works every time he wants to. He's going to be dealing with a Democratic president who is both sane, which is a pretty good refresher, and a very decent guy, and who has dealt with him before, and he'll know how to make this work. Do I think McConnell and incoming President Joe Biden will be able to do better than we have seen lately? Absolutely. And there's not the fear. Now, remember that this president is already saying anybody gets out of line, even when I'm not the president anymore, I'm going to mount a primary against you and I'll defeat you. And he has shown that he has the ability to do that. So it's not going to be all peaches and roses and all the rest and ice cream, but it will be better.
Before he goes, President Trump has been issuing a raft of pardons, highly controversial in some cases. You talked yesterday when we were on this segment about what the founders had in mind with the pardon and how that's changed here in 2020. What are you expecting to happen next?
Well, the pardons are supposed to be for clemency. Pardons are supposed to be for people who have been caught up in unfortunate circumstances. That's not what Trump is doing. Trump is rewarding his friends and suspiciously the people who are in the position to do him the most harm when it comes to testifying about him and the Russians, him and the Ukraine, and pardoning murderers, people who have murdered, who are convicted of murder, who were put into prison for life, and he lets them out too. This is pretty suspicious. Now, will the Republican base say, You know, you shouldn't have done that, Mr. President? Probably not, because this has always been about sort of class warfare. The Republicans saying, we want to have what we have, and we don't want anybody else to be in the majority anymore. You know, you're reading things that are bringing up the civil rights fights, things like closing polling places and making it harder to vote. This is the kind of stuff that is so obnoxious and will serve to show people all around the world that America is not what a lot of people had thought it was.
Lastly, Alan, on this Christmas Day, you know, it's been a very tough year in the media industry, but WAMC has stood right in there in 2020. What can people do if they want to support the station here as we get into the closing days of 2020?
You know, Ian, bad on me. I talked about this yesterday, and I didn't say the easiest thing to do is go to WAMC.org and check in and say, hey, it's the end of the year. I may have a few extra dollars. I want to be helpful to this radio station, which means so much to me that I turn it on every time I have a chance, and that it represents a place where I can come and hear rational and good thoughts. And that is why WAMC.org, or even putting something in an envelope and sending it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206, will do it. But in the end, it's really on each of us to make up our mind. Do we want it, and can we keep it going?
Our political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok. Alan, all best to you on this holiday and to everybody listening.
That's right. Merry Christmas to everybody. And Ian, thank you as always for getting up and coming in and giving David Gastina a day off. That really is a nice thing, and you're a good guy. Thanks.
Thank you.